After marking the invitation song, you may want to turn in your New Testaments to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. I want to make note of a passage that we alluded to in our Bible class in verse 13, which states, "No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you're able, but with the temptation will make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it." That's just one of the lessons that is taught actually in this particular text, that God will help us and allow us a way of escape, that we will not be compelled to sin. We can resist that temptation. You notice a couple of other things that are found in this text. Back in verse 6, in the previous verses, he had given an example of the Israelites and how that God was not well pleased with some of them, and their bodies were scattered in the wilderness, and they became our examples. So what do we learn from that? All of these things surround the concept of a Christian sinning. First of all, we should not lust after evil things as they lusted. We should not be guilty of idolatry, nor verse 8, let us commit sexual immorality, as some of them did, and in one day 23,000 fell. Nor let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted and were destroyed by serpents. Nor complain, as some of them complained and were destroyed by the destroyer. So there are a number of types of sins that are mentioned in this particular text that we are to avoid. And what we need to acknowledge and realize is that those sins that were mentioned in this list, the sins that were prevalent among the Israelites as an early example, are also things that can cause us to fall as well. With God's help, we can resist those things. But the idea of tempting Christ, of committing sexual immorality, of being guilty of adultery, of grumbling and complaining, all of those things are things that trouble God's people in our day as well. So, with that in mind, in verse 12, we are told, "Let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall." We're to be mindful of these sins and others like them. We're to be aware of the fact that we can be enticed by those things, and we need to humbly submit ourselves to God, learning from the examples of others, that we not suffer the same fate that they suffered. God will help us if we strive to avoid those things, but we must be actively aware of and actively striving to avoid such sins. And so when those temptations beset us, with God's help, we will be able to overcome them. We're going to offer an invitation at this time, not knowing the hearts of any. It may be that you're here in need of responding to the gospel call. If that is so, then we offer ourselves to you. The water in the baptistry is prepared. If you are a penitent believer, as were the Jews on the day of Pentecost, then you can be baptized as 3,000 were on that day. Rise to walk in newness of life, having your sins washed away. As a child of God, there is something amiss in your life, and you want to make that right before those assembled today, then we offer ourselves to you in that way as well. If you have that need, would you come? While together we stand, while we